This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Okay, as promised, the future of this economy now. In keeping with the longstanding practice of this program to give you tomorrow's news today, we direct your attention now to the final reading of first quarter economic growth, which will be delivered to us at 8:30 tomorrow morning Eastern Time, as always, the way these things are measured, by the good people at the Bureau of Economic Analysis. Best guess is, what with all the fiscal stimulus, that's the virus relief money, and the easy monetary policy, that's the Fed keeping interest rates low, best guesses are that gross domestic product growth January through March is going to come in at a ripping 6.4% on an annualized basis. And expectations are it's going to stay that way through the summer. However, comma, one might reasonably ask, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer did, what happens when summer's over and the money runs out?
Let's pretend it's late October. The leaves are changing, the kids are agonizing about what they'll be for Halloween, and I'm talking to Doug Roberts about economic growth, GDP, which measures economic output, basically all the goods and services we produce. He says by the fall, we'll have just gotten over the economic sugar high of the summer when pent-up demand sent the economy sky high.
You've had a beach ball that's been pulled underwater for an extended period of time, so to speak, with the economy during COVID.
Roberts is founder and chief investment strategist at Channel Capital Research. He says Congress could give the economy a bounce this fall by agreeing on an infrastructure package with President Biden, which then
goes into effect next year and clicks in right maybe when the beach ball needs a little bit more air. That could be very, very positive.
But there's a caveat. Robert says the fall could also bring some economic threats. Some people are behind on their rent. Others have deferred their mortgage payments. Foreclosures could be looming.
So right now, those are going to be the three, if you want to call it, horsemen of the apocalypse that we really don't know where we are.
But those horsemen will be met by a powerful force this fall. The holidays will be around the corner. Store shelves of candy and costumes will be replaced by Santa and displays of the video games my kids have been begging me for. Michelle Meyer, head of U.S. economics at Bank of America, says consumers won't be holding back.
And importantly, not just buying stuff, but also going places, going out on vacations or to different leisure activities, visiting family and friends.
Meyer does expect GDP growth to peak in early summer, rising 11% from the first quarter of the year. Still, she says all that holiday spending and traveling will help keep the economy growing this fall, just not as fast, up around 5% from the summer. Here's another caveat, though. The Grinch that could steal GDP growth, inflation. Beth Ann Bovino, chief U.S. economist at S&P Global Ratings, says if prices rise, consumer spending could fall.
Given how prices have been so low during the pandemic, they may feel a bit of a sticker shock when they go to the gas pump.
Bovino says GDP growth this fall could also be tripped up by her three horsemen fears: labor shortages, continuing kinks in supply chains, or outbreaks of new COVID strains. But in spite of all these risks, her outlook for economic growth in the last quarter of the year is pretty rosy.
We're not expecting it to drop off a cliff. We're still looking for a growth rate of about 2.8%.
Overall, for 2021, Bovino predicts we'll see the strongest GDP growth in 37 years. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.